Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's been a long time. I didn't say it wouldn't be. I'll probably be pretty consistent with that long time in between shows thing, for the most part. It's so crazy. I was just going through some old computer files. I was making some space in my Google Drive to upload something for a friend. That was substantial in size. It was around 3 gigs, something like that. Uploaded something for somebody to check out and needed some space, so was deleting some things and came across an old show, an unreleased show that a buddy of mine did as our first comeback show from a podcast that we started out with when I first even got into podcasting. Just from listening to podcasts, I decided I wanted to do one, started one up with one of my best buds. And we did one for a year, and it just was a lot. You know, you don't make any money on these things, so to take it seriously you're doing a disservice to yourself if you start one of these and you're taking it too seriously. It's got to be more fun than anything, so I took it too seriously, and ended it. And then, you know, I started this one and started doing this one on my own because I still wanted to do it. I still wanted to talk into the mic. I still wanted to do the things with the computer that created the show. I always found a fascination in audio production and, you know, music and art and video, all of those things, technology. So I, I wanted to keep doing it. So I did my own, and that's this one today. And we talked about me and my buddy doing another one because we had a great show. There was a great chemistry between the two of us. Talking was an ease, like bouncing back and forth was great. And, we tried one and it was great, and it just didn't go anywhere. No starting a website, no talk of continuing and setting up, you know, somewhat of a schedule of sorts. And so that's not happening either. So I'm still just doing this one. So that's part of the reason I kind of got back on here and started doing it again, because I was getting that itch. It's like I've been a guitar player my whole life since 13. So basically more than half my life anyway. And I got a guitar and ended up getting a new one and, you know, getting rid of the old one and getting a new one throughout my life. That's just kind of what happens. And then I got to a point in my life where I would get rid of a guitar and just not have a guitar for a year, and I would just get that itch that I needed to play, and then I'd have to buy the whole setup again. So this is very similar to that. Doing these shows can be like that, where you just feel like you have the itch, you want to do it, you want to talk into a microphone, you want to you relieve a lot of stress and tension too by talking into this thing the way you want to without anybody stopping you and saying, but, you know, hey, how about this? Or what about that? You just get to like unload and get rid of everything. So there's something about that as well. So this was a kind of the same thing. So when I got rid of like the whole setup that I had when I was doing my first show with my buddy for the year, I had some good equipment and stuff. I got rid of most of it, but I'd saved some things and I had some older things to piece together. And I've said this before, but, you know, I'm glad I didn't get rid of everything like I would my guitar gear back in the day, because I would have had to start back over and buy everything again. And I don't think I would have, because it's not that important. And I don't even think guitar is anymore at that point. I have one now and I'm not stupid enough to get rid of it, because I'm not going to get rid of it, because I know I'm just going to put myself back into a situation where I'm going to need to buy one again. And I don't want to do that. So, yeah. I thought I would turn this on because I stumbled upon an old file, that file of that unreleased show of us doing our what would be a comeback show. And I listened to it because it was, God, it's been almost a year since we did that one now. You know what I mean? It's like so much time goes by. So I gave it a listen and I was like, damn, that would have been a good, you know, it was the same show as we did before. It was just rebranded, and because there'd been time and, you know, people don't fucking remember who you are. So It was enjoyable to listen to it, and it made me want to turn this mic on tonight and talk into this thing. And at the same time, I had recently, a couple days ago, reached out to this guy that I did the show with, sent him a message that he saw, and never responded to for 2-3 days. So like, we, you know, minus the show now, we don't even talk really. So it's like, I don't know, it's made me want to get on here, fire it up, use what I have before I start looking at it and being like, you know, pushing the mic out of the way. Like, I don't use this. Why is this, you know, why is this at my computer setup? I'm just down here watching YouTube videos on how to cook New York style pizza in your own home. So I gave that file a listen and I was like, oh shit, I'm turning it on. I'm turning it on, man. So here it is. This is me back with you for another shorty. I could fill you in on what I've been up to since we last did this thing. I did go camping. I was going to go camping this last weekend. Tonight's Sunday. I was going to go camping yesterday. And I did not because it's really hot here this weekend. And I was like kind of on the lazy side. And I just thought about all the work involved in packing up the car real quick to go, which really doesn't take all that much time, but it was just so hot. It was like one of those, it's that heat where it makes you feel like you're in slow motion. Like you just don't have enough energy. Like there's some kind of resistance and it is the heat, but you don't realize it. The heat almost is so thick. It's like keeping you from moving as fast as you possibly could. Like it's some kind of force, like gravity or something. It was supposed to be one of those days on Saturday. It turned out it wasn't, so I totally could have gone. It was the better of the two here this weekend. Today, this Sunday, is absolutely brutal. I've been bottled up inside with the ACs blasting. I got a portable upstairs and fans going to cool three rooms down. And on the main floor, I've got this one that my neighbor went and got for me from some friends of hers. It didn't have any sides on it. You know, those accordion type things that go out that fill in the gaps on the window. It didn't have that. It was just, those were gone. She went and got me this thing, gave it to me, and I'd been sitting in my garage for a while. And then one day it was just so hot I had to put it in. I was like, there's no way. And I'm like, this has to go in. So I put it in, and of course it didn't have sides. And I knew that. So before I came home, I grabbed a big piece of cardboard, came home, and with a box cutter just and a tape measure, just did a quick rough, you know, measure, mark, cut deal. And I got it all in there good with some painter's tape too. So that's in there. And that thing actually works way better than that portable unit that I put upstairs. The portable unit I did have downstairs, and I was relying on it to keep the whole downstairs cold. But, you know, even at like max cool temperature, that thing just ran and ran and ran all day and never, I mean, it got cooler. It was way cooler than outside inside, but it's like, this should feel way colder than this. It just didn't have the BTUs. I guess this other one, this little small window fan or window AC is better somehow, even though it's smaller. But it is, it's totally cranking out the coolness on the main level. We've been loving that. That thing's been rocking all day too, because it's just been so hot. Today is definitely the hotter, muggier day. And the one's been running way upstairs all day long too, trying to cool down those three rooms. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do here. I don't care about I'm normally an energy conservationist. I like to conserve energy. And I hate to pay for energy. That's mostly the main reason. So I tend to try to keep things not running as much, but I don't even care. These fucking condensers are just running away all day long. I don't give a shit. It's way too hot. Way too hot. Too hot for the kids. So yeah, I went camping a couple of weekends ago, although I didn't Saturday. I really should have gone. I was way too lazy. So I went camping a couple of Saturdays ago, and I have this one spot. It's not, I mean, I don't know if I've talked about it. I think I've definitely talked about it. But anyway, I've got this one spot. It's very secluded. Although somebody did create some kind of blog site on the internet about free places to camp in my state. And that was how I found it. So it did help me in a way, but unfortunately, people know about it, especially people that like to come to my state to vacation and do internet research, because they will find these things too. All I Googled was free camping in Vermont, and I found this page, and I'm sure that many other people did the same exact Google search and was shown this page just like I was. So it comes to no surprise that when sometimes you go in and somebody's already there, and it's not an easy feat to go in. It's a single track road. One car can go at a time. In or out, which always seems to be okay. I've only ran into one issue with another car coming the opposite direction when I was trying to either leave or come in. And it always happened in a spot where they could pull off to the side, and there's only like one or two of those on either side. So I've gotten lucky with this place. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've gone there enough times where there's nobody there, and there's most of the time there's nobody there. But when somebody's there, it was a bitch to get in. Just to find out somebody was there. But fortunately, on that same site, I found a backup location. And I found it when I found the original place. I had like, and I knew that they were semi close to each other, so that when the first time I went to the one place, if that place was not a good place, I'd have another one to go check out. Fortunately, that I didn't have to even go check out the second place until, I don't know, four camping trips into this first place when somebody was there and I pulled in and I was like, all right, so now it's time to try the other one, which I know isn't far away. There is a road from the first place that takes you there almost direct. You have like two turns to make, two real quick turns, and then you're on this just dirt road that gets narrower and narrower and narrower as you drive. Eventually turns into like almost a snowmobile path. It's only accessible in the summertime. It's the only way you can do it. So it's a lot of slow travel, but it shaves off so many miles. It's insane. It almost takes the same amount of time. It's like a 2 minute difference. So you could have 2 minutes on the save 2 minutes by taking the like, you know, rougher ride, but it's slower. And God, I'm telling you, it's almost worth it to just do that. And I do that every time. So that's the way I go. So the last time I went camping a couple of weeks ago, I pulled in. First of all, the road, there's a couple roads you got to take. But when you first get into the town, there's this like river or stream or brook. I don't even know what the technical term for it is. It's not very deep. It's a lot of rocks involved. But for some reason, people love to hang out on these things. So they park along the side of the road, and this is their, you know, summer watering hole or swimming hole, whatever, what have you. Even though there's not a lot of places to swim, most of it's ankle deep stuff because it's so rocky and like we've been so dry the past few years. Not a lot of runoff from the mountains. But people still come, and they come from out of state. Tons of out of state plates. That's all I saw. And I was just like, with the whole COVID-19 thing, I'm like, oh, come on. Why are you guys all coming here just to hang out in our swimming holes? But I knew I was not stopping there. So I drove past all these cars. There's like a good, you know, 0.2 mile of driving along this, you know, river, brook, stream, whatever it is, with parking, you know, pull off parking along the side of it and, you know, cars, and it gets narrow in spots. And I got by all that and I was like, yep, I'm off to my spot. And, you know, I get to the first dirt road that takes you to the secondary, really nasty single track road. And as soon as I pull on that dirt road from the paved road, I see this SUV black, I don't know, mid 2000s, 2004, 2008, something like that, between 2004, 2008, like Pathfinder or some shit. And it's got mass plates on it. It's on this back roads, fucking Vermont dirt road, where the only thing that's on it, I know, is that camping spot. There, it dead ends. It's like a fucking no outlet. So unless they were staying with somebody, come on, they're not. And four, like, you know, the seats all filled with these 20 something, early 20 somethings on their phones, like holding them up in the air because they can't get service, just sitting there on the road, like not driving. And as I drove past all slowly, I was like, they either are looking for my spot and haven't found it, so they're trying to check the map again because they didn't have any service for a little while when they were going in, or they're already set up there and they're looking for some place to go eat or fucking something to go do, so they're trying to Google something. And sure enough, was it not the fucking ladder? I went in there, I rode the fucking road, and I got in there, and there was a tent set up, and there was another vehicle there with mass plates. So, and nobody came out. I actually got out of my car and took a piss right in front of the whole setup. Nobody even came out. So they were obviously two vehicle party, drove in there, set up, and were leaving in one vehicle. And I was like, fuck, my spot's taken. I got to go to backup spot, spot number two. Spot number two is fine. It's just I got to drive and I don't have any service up there. Not that I want to be on my phone the whole time. I would still be on my phone. I'm not going to lie to you. I would still get on it and do a couple things like text with friends or whatever. But I'm not all about the phone the whole time I get there. I got plenty of stuff to do and I'm out there for a reason. So, but it's nice to have the service for streaming radio. You know what I mean? So if I can't get out there and can't stream anything, I got nothing. I got nothing. It did turn out. So I went to this new spot. And hold on, I'm gonna just I'm checking a text while I'm on the phone. Anyway, all right, I'll stop doing that. I went to the secondary spot. I found a dead tree. I cut it down. I cut it up into, you know, wood, and I processed all the wood because that's what I got to do when I go. I watch plenty of YouTube videos on what to do. So you can, this is like the best free way to get wood that there possibly is. You know, people go buy it and stuff like that. But so, I was like, shit, I'm going to go there. I'm not going to have any service. It's going to kind of suck. It's going to be quiet. And my phone actually has a built-in FM antenna. So if you have some earbuds or something, you can plug those in and that works as an antenna and it'll play. I had another device I used to do this with, and I would connect it to my Bose, Bluetooth speaker, and it was great because it would have great sound. Well, with the phone, it works, but you can't sync it to any external speaker, so you have to listen to the phone speaker, which blows, and I brought my Bose, so I wanted to use that. So I got there, and I was like, oh, shit. You know, first things first, let's try to get some music going. Backed in, got my spot set up, and I'm open the back hatch and I'm getting music going and I was like, I'm going to try, my Google Play Music, whatever. Cause I have tons of songs on there, but I think I thought they were just on the cloud and I'd have to stream them using data. Turns out they're all on my phone, which explains why I lost so much, why my previous phone was like so out of space because all that stuff had been downloaded to it and I didn't even realize it. So I had hard copy right on my phone, which was great. It worked out. I was at the spot with this time around and everything was downloaded. So I just went through all my tunes, which kind of sucks because I listen to those all the time. That's what I kind of like about the radio is it changes things up for me. I don't have to come up with something or it's not stuff I hear that I would put on all the time, i.e. your Google Play or Apple's, Apple library, whatever you have. So yeah, I did go up to the secondary location and I got one tree cut down and processed and there were some leftover scraps sitting around that I hacked up with a saw. I bring a bow saw and a hatchet and process all my own wood. So I had plenty of wood and a fire going in no time, but that area is just kind of really damp and the wood burns slow and crackly. It does burn, even though it's dead. It's just, it's absorbed so much moisture from the ground. It's not like, it's not water, it's not waterlogged and, soggy. It's just, it's got a dampness to it that's just not crackling and like burning really hot. It's a slow burn. So I did get to camp. That was good. I really do wish that I went camping yesterday. But, and I knew I was going to say that, so I'm really not going to come down on myself too hard because I knew it. I said it when I was like, I decided not to go. I know you're going to kick yourself for this tomorrow, so I'm not going to beat myself up about it too much. Sorry, I have the munchies too. Haven't had dinner yet. I'm committing a cardinal sin. I'm eating into the microphone and drinking. But anyway, that's going to do it for me. Just a quick one, guys. I'll let you know the next time I go camping. I was trying to come up with some cool stories. Try to remember what I did camping, but I really don't do a lot but drink beer and cook and listen to music and drink beer. Did I say that? Peace.